I will ask you though, 120 minutes, penalties, and all the adrenaline, all the surge, and then the anticlimax of losing, what's that going to take out of them?
Well, I believe, you know, physically, they're on their knees at the moment. This is, you know, we're talking, what, 36 hours after the game because of the efforts that have been expended in the game. So we've got to make sure they're recovered properly, see which players are feeling back at that level. You can't carry passengers. If you've got any one or two doubts in terms of players still and feeling fatigued from the excursions of Tuesday, we've got to make sure we know about it and we can see it and bring, you know, the squad isn't huge, but there's possibilities for us to change. I don't want to. I mean, I think the players who played deserve to play again.
And they're right, didn't
without
they?
Without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, let's see what the next, you know, 24, 36 hours brings on that course. And you've also mentioned the physical aspect, you know, the drain mentally side in terms of the draining of the, you know, they've put so much into it. And, you know, it took a lot of plaudits. You know, ultimately we drew the game, but you end up losing the tie. Mm. And that can have a knock-on effect as well, because you've done so much work, and not to get the reward of, you know, us being in the next round, it knocks you a little bit. So hopefully that hasn't been the case. Certainly I've spoken to the boys who've weren't successful with our penalties. Told them there was nothing to be downhearted about. I thought the two lads who missed all know what they are. They're big blue noses, you know. They love it. That would have hit them hard, but their general performances were top draw. So, you know, we've hopefully knocked out any negativity that they've had.